the past decade, since facing my own death, each day plays out like a movie. It is as if the old me passed away with the release of cancer from my body, and I no longer perceive the world around me through a filter of past experiences, protecting what I want, or a dogged determination for what comes next. Instead, I try to wake each morning into a brand new life, and I know that if I can just allow what is happening to unfurl rather than being somewhere else in my head, I can richly and honestly enjoy each moment. Living this way makes each day feel like a year. Each moment is truly a one-off. This insight landed within me all those years ago on the drive home from an MRI scan the day I was told I was dying. I had just taken a call from my GP, who had offered me sleeping pills. She felt I would need them to cope. Oddly enough, she couldn't have been further from my truth in that moment. Finally letting go of being heartsick about failing, about getting life wrong, and just accepting that I might only have a few months to live, had left me with a strange sensation of pure peace. A calming wash flooded every cell, and the rushing syndrome I had lived with since birth had disappeared. When you lose your fear of death, there really isn't anything else to be afraid of. Looking out the window on that long drive home from the hospital, I had seen a young woman pushing her baby in a pram, her jaw set and fierce determination in her clenched fists on the buggy. For the first time, I had the experience of being able to read inside another person's pain. I could feel the argument, the plate that had smashed on the ground that morning, and the crippling frustration she was carrying towards her husband pouring out of her. All of this played out in my mind's eye in seconds. I watched her wrangle rage in her mind as her child tried in vain to get his mother's attention, to show her the bird circling on the pavement, but she was not there. Something about that moment touched me like a sword through my chest. She was me. This was how I had been living, a mad woman leaping from one task to the next, never arriving, never being, never truly experiencing the beauty of life. I had missed so much of life while living in my head. That moment woke me up and changed me for good. I still have days where I can get lost in a drama or in an insignificant event, but not for long. I understand that many of us do what we do out of fear or loss. If you're afraid of losing your life or losing someone you love, whether lover, partner, or child, when they act in a way that threatens your connection or your trust, it can create knee-jerk reactions and heavy emotions. Needing life to play out in a perfect way or requiring people to behave in a certain way to fulfill your need for safety can become a dance of control, of expectation and management rather than freedom. It limits people's natural human right to be adventurous, creative, and playful. I have such a singular desire to claim my freedom, to explore life, that it makes it difficult now to pin me down. I like living this way, and luckily the people who love me get that. But back to Singapore. Arriving at the botanical gardens, I saw Christmas had once more layered its way through the trees. Local businesses had been allowed to sponsor a tree and address them in gaudy plastic stars and decorations made out of plastic cups. I dove further into the gardens to explore less human intervention in nature and found a shady thatch of grass under a drooping tree. I lay a shirt down and stretched my body out long, ignoring the curious ants circling my thighs, looking up at the sky. "Okay, Singapore, show yourself," I thought. A mewing intrigued me to sit up, and I saw a small black cat daintily strolling along the edge of the lily pond. No doubt it was considering doing some fishing. A local girl leaned down and called the cat over, but it coquettishly avoided her. It lifted its tail, possum curled, and continued its walk past her and into the trees. Out came my notebook. Hum is a word that is playing around me, through me, this damp morning. Here in the botanical gardens, this feral cat chases leaves and bugs and sings along its journey. The hum in the city is metallic, vibrating, jangling strings of harmonic life. The putt-putt of motorbikes and squeal of brakes rides along the shrill symphony of insects and throat warbles of shy birds that won't quite meet your eye. The gardens here surround and fill my senses, a deeper vibration from leaves like great wide plates you could eat dinner off. Wise, they have veins you can see, pulsing life and movement. They smile, these plants, at the mad rushing on the island that surrounds and suggest, remind, force your eyes to soften. They say, what you seek is here. No store or shop can sell it. Neither can you eat it. Just stop, breathe me, Singapore. I am wearing your playful heart on my skin. Sweat beads now like a jeweled corset, a gown of silken insects. Your fragrant breeze plays with my hair, watching floating lily pads on the lake in front of me. A fleshy pink flower lays her arms open, vulnerable, calling me to dip my toes. This sight more precious to me than any tooled gold in town.